Okay. L'chaim. L'chaim.
L'chaim Tovim L'chulam. Next week.
All right, this week's parsha, we have the parsha of the Masot. All council the 42 places Am Yisrael camped. All right. So now the all the chassidus forum bring in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Right, that just like Am Yisrael went to 42 Masos, so too every neshama has to go through 42 Masos. Got to travel, got to move. Right. So
every neshama travel more time faster.
That's it. Sorry, that's they say name of the Baal Shem Tov. Every neshama has to do 42 Masos. Now, maybe it doesn't all have to be in the same Gilgal, and also what qualifies as a Masa, you know? Yeah, okay, we don't know that, but, you know, just understand the principle, right? The idea of the Masos. Now, Kayadua, that the Masos, you know, there were 42. So, Shtet in Svarim, it's connected to Shem Membez, which is the Rosh Tevis of Ona Bekor, Kedus, Mincha, Tata, Tzura, you know, that in that, you know, in that shame is Meramis Olin of Shvira Sakelim, right? You know, which is the whole, the whole, you know, everything that's wrong with the world, right, is called Shvira, right? It's called Shvira and it's called Misa. And then we're going to discuss what the two have to do with each other. I mean, so now the, you know, in Baba Kama, it says, you know, that, you know, the, a boar, you know, you're potter on Shvira Sakelim in a boar, right? A mesham, you know, from Shor Chamor, Shor V'Lodom Chamor V'Lo Kelim. So the Gemara asks, well, listen, on a boar, let's say a person falls in a boar and he dies, you're potter on him. Right? You don't have to pay his value to the Yorshim, but if he breaks his legs, you're a chayiv. You're a chayiv on the Zikin. So Gemara says, just like an Adam, the Ptur is only on Misa, not on Nezek. So Kalim also, why don't you pay? So Gemara says, Shvirasam, Kalim Shvirasam Zui Misasam. By Kalim, Shvira is Misa. That's what's called a Kli is dead, his dead's broken. Hmm. By an Adam, it could be a difference that he's only a broken leg, but he's still alive. Kalim Shvirasim Zumi Sasan, and the Mekubalim quote that Gemara and Baba Kama to explain. On one hand, we call it Shvirasa Kalim, all the Kilkulim at the world called Shvirasa Kalim, and in another place in Zohar, it's called Misas Melachim Kadmoyin, right? That the death of the seven or eight kings, you know, they're at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, Vayimlach Vayamos, the Malchi Edom. Well, we're talking about Kalim, Shvirasim Zumi Sasan. There's no difference between Shvira and Misa when you're talking about a Kli. And those Melachim Shemochu Beretz Edom, Fame Loch Melach Beretz Lubnei Yisrael, are Kalim. They're connected to Kalim. Right? So now, these are a lot of Kabbalistic ideas, but I do want to say something that can be understood, B'derach Pshat. Right? Another thing that we have in this week's parasha is the din of Horek Nefesh B'Shkoga, Yischaiv Golos. Right? Yischaiv Golos. Now, how is that a mida connected mida? Now, he killed. Now, he didn't kill on purpose, but he killed.
Ori Miklot.
Right? No, yeah, but he's chayef to live in Ori Miklot. He has to leave it. And if he already lived in Ori Miklot, he has to go to a different Ir Miklot. You know, he can't live. You know, he's chayef in Golos. That's the din on the Horeg Nefesh B'Shkoga. Right? Ir Miklot is not just for his protection. Even if there's no Goadam, he's still chayef to relocate. He goes into Golos. He's chayef Golos.
Happen any punishment for
a
shogeg is
high,
is
a mida
taking
enough. Right.
If
the
person didn't do anything on purpose,
how
does the punishment?
So, no, so let's say, chil shavs b'shogeg, we understand because he wasn't thinking, right? Is that he's makriv a carbon of a behemoth that doesn't think because his body wobbled, and so he elevates the chilek abahami. That's how he was able to just go and not remember that Shabbos, right? No, so by carbonus, we understand. Right, his body, he wasn't thinking. Right, so connected that he used makriv behema that doesn't think, you know, to elevate it. and merge it, you know, like just like to merge his nefesh bahami, it shouldn't be that way again. That you should live life without thinking, like an animal. Right?
Should take the nefesh bahami
and elevate it.
Spiritual
life. Right, right. Connected to how his bahamius was. He walked around without thinking. He didn't think and he turned on the light on Shabbos. Right? You know, but over here, Horig Nefesh, he goes in Golis. He doesn't bring a carbon. He goes in Golis. Okay? Right? Because there's two different dinim. We'll first say it halachically and then we'll explain it hashkafically. You know, there's two different dinim, you know, in the terrible thing of murder. Right? There's A, the aggression. Right? And then there's B, the loss of life. There's the aggression and there's loss of life. And these are two separate evils. Very interesting that the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzicha brings separate psukim. There's certain psukim that the roidef is chayev misa, and you have to kill the roidef. Midin v'katzosa es kapa lo sachol seinecha. Katzosa es kapa mitzvah saseh. Lo tal, don't have no rachmanas on him. It's mitzvah. Aser bim rachman roidef. And that's all mitzad punishing the roidef, right? Because he's a menace. And then there's also a din of Hatzola, you know, which is learned out from other psukim. You have to just save a life. But it's different psukim. The psukim of Mamash be against the roidef and kill him if necessary. And there's psukim of Ve'im Moshiach, right? That the woman needs a Moshiach, save her. And from rape, it's learned over through a hekesh to murder. That you're just like by you know, to save a woman from Oinus, Nitan Latzil B'Nafshos, also it's a din Hatzola. And there's a din to hurt the roidef. And because there's two different things. There's A, how he's a menace, and mitzad that, there's a din of lo tachol seinecha, I have no rachmanas on him. There's a din of hatzola. There's a din of hatzola, and that's mitzad saving a life, that the life shouldn't be lost. You see? Yeah. So now if a person, now you understand the difference between shogig and meizah by ritzicha. If a person's rotziach b'meizah, of course it's chayv misas bezdin, right? Because of how he's a menace, right? If a person is horeg b'shkoga, he's not a menace, but there's still a life lost. There's still a life lost.
So what is galus?
What? What is galus? Ooh, so I'll explain what the mida k'neged mida is. A dover nifla ma'od. Nifla ma'od. Right? When we say a life is lost, is it really, really lost?
Back to the Gilgal.
Right, he's out there. The Nisham is out there. He's out there. He's out there. He's just not where he was originally. You displaced him. But he's out there. You can't kill his Nisham. Like if it's a person who's Chayiv Misa anyway, like a low life and apikiris, you don't go to Golos. A guy who's like not has no right to live anyway. Right? You know, so Pshat is, you know, he's out there. He's just not in his right place. Right? You displaced him. Right? Connected that, you got to go in Golis also. Right? Because nothing good is lost. It just gets displaced.
Wow.
Right? Right? So connected that also. You know, so if you'd be a menace, you have to go. You're not a menace. You did B'shogeg, not B'meizah. But you still cause damage. You know, what's the damage? Displacement. So you have to be displaced also. Right? You know, and, you know, Adam Arishan brought Misa to the world. But he did it b'shoigeg. You know, the Nachash taught him, you know, conned him into eating from Yetz Hadas. Was Adam Arishan's goals. He was exiled from Gan Eden. Mm-hmm. Right? Because that's it. Because Misa is also displacement. Right? Right, so now there's chet arishon that and we say that the kilkulim are shvira sakeim, and then now you can understand because by shvira there's fragmentation, the fragments are still out there, they're out there, and we're taught matter could be neither created nor destroyed. Problem is that they're not together, they're displaced, they're not in the same. All the chalokim, all the shivrei kelim are not together. They're mefuzar and mefarad. Right? And that's golos. And that's golos. Right? So now you can understand. The Ognash Bishkoga displaced the life, but that neshama's not gone. And Rebar from Kagim a new guf, but you displaced it. Right? you pulled the pieces apart, you pulled the pieces out of place. Right? And when we do chatoim, that's also what we do. You know, when we do chatoim, Rachman al-Tzad, like Chet or Marishan, which set the tone for chatoim, is that he brought the Ra into the Tov. Right? There was like the Nefshaz Das Tov Ra, Das Loshen connection. The Tov and Ra got mixed. So as the Ra penetrates and Ra comes to the Tov, so then the Tov that the Ra infiltrates gets displaced. So and that's Golos, right? So, you know, like also in the national, right? The Romans overran, they penetrated Eretz Yisrael where they don't belong. They penetrated the Beis HaMikdash where they don't belong. At Kenegadet, the Shechina, and Am Yisrael went into Golos. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's all because of our Chatoim. Because every time we do a chet, that's exactly what we do. We cause the sitrachah to get stronger, and when it gets stronger, means it trespasses into an area, a realm where it wasn't meant to be, because we increase its power, and then connected that, the nitzotzos of tov have to make room for it, and they get displaced. Right? So now the Indian of the masos is the tikkun. Golos is not just stam and onish. It's also the tikkun. Gemara says in Yevamos, "Lo hugliso ben umus el kidei shitvasvo aleim gerim." The reason why we went to Golos is that we should collect gerim along the way. You know, people see Jews, get impressed, and they're megayer, because it's a Gemara. So shtein svarim, because with our chatoim, right, we cause the nitzotzis to go into Golos, and there's like kedusha and the neshamas of kedusha that are by the goyim. And when we go into Golos, we pick them up, we collect them, and we're bringing them back. Mm-hmm. And that was all present in the end of the Masos. The Masos, right, you know, the Masos happened, you know, as a result of Cheta Ego and Cheta Meraglim. Because if not for Cheta Meraglim, we've gone straight into Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. So because of that, we increased the Metzias of the Ra in the world. And so already that door laid down the idea of the Membez Masos, connected to Shvira Sakeim, to undo the Shvira. Because the going to Golos is not just Stam and Onesh, but it's also a Tikkun. Because now you're going to go and collect those sparks. You cause a Shvira and cause fragmentation and cause things to scatter. You're going to have to pick the pieces up. You have to go pick up the pieces. And that's what the Masos are all about. And that's why every Neshama has to go through Masos. And that's the side of what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei. Omer Reish Lakish, Bo Nachzik Tov Alav Asedu, She'u Mole Chotu, Anu K'mishal Bonu Lolam. We should be Makir Tov to other Marishim, and we Makir Tov to the people who made the ego. If not for them, we'd never been born. Right? Now what does that mean? Poshit. Right? Because Mashiach would have come immediately. Right? We were born to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, but isn't our neshama
nifla? No, so we would have went. So we wouldn't have been. You wouldn't have been Yoni Siba. You would have just existed as how you're nichlal in Adam Rishon if you wouldn't have sinned.
So what's wrong with that, though?
Nothing. Well, now you have. I mean, if you.
Existence of my own sin.
That's right. Because you could go on that. You could go on that banana and flip over, and you couldn't have done that, right? Right. You couldn't have gone to the Poconos if you've been Nichlal and other Mauritian. Right? Yeah, of course that's not the real reason, but that's what I mean. Because, you know, all the Doris are there to pick up the pieces. All the Doris came to pick up the pieces. Right? You know, if it wouldn't have been Chayte, you know, it wouldn't have been as many Jews in the world. We wouldn't have needed them. Now we need so many Jews to pick up the pieces. And that's in every Jew has to go through Membez Masos because of Cheta Marishan, and then after that with Cheta Ego, you know, it's the long journey of picking up the pieces.
So what happens if a Jew with Malot is breaking the pieces even more?
Yeah.
Creating even more pieces.
No, so now that's how you explain an interesting Chazal. The Chazal talk about a very interesting thing. Zacha noto chelko the chelik chavero began Eden. If you're talking, you get your chelik of the other guy in Gan Eden. What do you mean? If you did a lot of mitzvahs, it's 100% your chelik. If you did a lot of mitzvahs, it's 100% yours. Well, what's the Gemara? What are Chazal talking about? Shout is like this. He was meant to pick up these pieces, right? He goofed off. So you pick up his job also. So of course you own it because you did the work, but you're picking up a job that someone else is supposed to do. It was supposed to be his chelik in Gan Eden, but he goofed off. So now you're going to do his job for him also.
So that's why
Sadiqim
have such a big chelik in Gan Eden.
Yes, yeah, so interesting. There's a kind of noto chelko. They pick up, you could pick up someone else's pieces that he was born to pick up, but he goofed off. So someone's got to do it. But it's called that he goofed off and he missed it. He missed the boat. Or he missed his chelik. Right? All right, that's it. Every neshama has membeis masos. Everyone has their like kolis reshem chelk lo mabo. Same idea. Everyone's got a job. Everyone, chelik, very good. Yo chapit chelik. You got to pick up those chalakim of the kol that God scattered. Right. That's why we read this parsha. You know, during the 3 weeks, golus. Because of our verse, we went into golus. Because our verse caused the sitra achra to invade the space of the sitra to kedusha, which also causes aspects of sitra kedusha to get displaced. And so we get, not only do we get thrown into golus as a onesh mida keneged mida, and according, that's what it means. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was motzi hamasal etzim va'avonim, right? Because he gave us a din of shogeg, not a din of mezid, because mezid. Right? Like a rotzeach b'mezid. A shogeg said, well, you displaced in a shama, you get displaced. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Barachim of L'chassar gave us a din of shogeg and not a din of mezid. And that's why we get golus. But it's also the opportunity to pick up the pieces and bring everything back. Bring everything back. Pick up the pieces and bring everything back. Right? It's not just the onesh, it's also the process of bringing things back. And that's what tshuva also is about. You know, tshuva is, you did a chet, you screwed up. You could do tshuva. So it's interesting that Chazal darshan, two things are the same positive. Tov yashar Hashem, alken yorach Hashem, good and just, and therefore he directs sinners on the path. So Chazal, it's a pasuk, I believe, in Tehillim. Chazal learn out two different things from it. One thing is the din of orei miklat. Hashem is so kind that Yorech HaTorah, that's all, you have to put signposts or a miklat there, right? Now you have to be like really good someone, not like just Yashar Yashar Tishal Shama, right? You don't forget that, right? You have to be like really good signposts that you know how to get there. So that's why Yorech HaTorah, then in Lashon Chazal is that it's tshuva. It gave us tshuva. Yorech HaTorah, because it comes from the same Sherish. That the Indian of going to Golos is to pick up the pieces, right? The Indian of tshuva works. Zok the Zayar tshuva is milashim tashuv hay, because when we do chatoim, we break off the final hay from the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, Rachman San. That final hay is keged the mida called shchina, and we make shchina to go into Golos. Shchinta begalusa. Tshuva is tashuv hay nimkoma. With the koch of tshuva, we pick up the pieces and make what broke off come back and reconnect. Right? That's how why Golus and Tshuva go together.
Yeah, that's right. That's right? Elul.
Right? Yeah. Ketzer. So, that's what we need to understand, that, our various cause of displacement of the Kedusha, like Harag Nefesh B'Shkogah, so he's not a menace. He did it B'Shogeg, right? But he displaced the soul, right? And connected that he has to go in Golos, but the Golos is not just a Onesh, because the guy, after all, did it B'Shogeg. It's the Tikkun. He's going to pick up the pieces. And that's the end of the Masos. That Amis already in the desert, because after they did the Chet Egon, they did the Chet Amraga, because they said, okay, you're going to be 40 years in the desert. During that time, they laid down the precedent of the end of the Masos, that travel to pick up the pieces. Travel to pick up the pieces.
That's why there's so many wandering Jews.
That's right. That's why Jews have reached the whole, everywhere in the world.
So the Masos, there's the same kind of the Nanei HaKavod.
Nanei HaKavod are the protection when you're on the Masa. Kodesh Baruch Hu protects you. Like a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Ori Miklat. For the guy who's in Golos, you're protected. right? A certain level of protection, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, right? Right? Shouldn't have to be that much longer. We spoke out at this 4th of July drosha, okay? Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That really is what Rav Chaim Volozhiner meant to say. You know, it's a word from the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Nishan 42 Masos. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said it a little bit differently. Torah has to go into Golos. Torah is Masos. Mm-hmm. The last Masa is going to be America. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said it.
Sure.
It's documented. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said the last
America
Golos.
Was around
then? I don't know. He had just become an independent country a little bit before. And that's why everyone looked at him like he was crazy. I mean, it was like a new country. Right, they just, you know, kicked the limes in the butt, right? Dumped the tea in the harbor, right?
The Tea Party was.
Right? They just dumped the tea in the harbor, and the, and that's, you know, and Chaim Volozhiner said it's going to be the last masa of where Torah goes. After that, it's cool, we picked up all the pieces. We already were everywhere. All right, but it's the hardest one. This is the hardest one. We're up against the liberals, right? Lo pashut, right? But this is the final standoff. You got to get through here and pick up the sparks that are here. All right, Hashem Yizakenu, right? We should finish this goes, you know. Bimhera, Mashiach should come, you know. Tekef u'miyad mamash.
Amen.